Okay, this is the Growler, and it's Kevin from Bear in the Morning, and I'm at the People's Pint with my good friend, the master brewer, Chris, and we're talking about a new beer off tap, and it's called Valley Farmer, Chris?
Valley Farmer IPA. It's just came out. We have it on tap here at the restaurant. We're excited to do a new New England IPA.
Yeah, when you first mentioned this one, I had a bunch of questions about what makes a New England IPA a New England IPA.
That's a good question. I feel like on the Growler here, we've used the phrase New England IPA a lot. And I think we brew a lot of beers that we call New England IPA, and it's worth some explanation. A New England IPA is really a style that came out of breweries up in Vermont. People think of beers like, you know, Heady Topper and a lot of the stuff from breweries like that up there. And it's since proliferated across the region. And the characteristics that really define a New England IPA are, first, a big hop aroma. As you bring that glass up to your nose, you're going to get a lot of juicy tropical hops. Now, with that said, I've had plenty of New England IPAs that use really citrusy hop varieties or even some more spicy, earthy hop varieties or more herbal characteristics that achieve the same goal. So a lot of flexibility there too. But the key component of that is a big aroma. That big aroma is then followed by a big hop flavor. Now, the important thing is to distinguish between flavor and bitterness. It's a big resonating hop flavor, but not so much bitterness.
And you were telling me earlier, too, that rye has a big role in this beer as well.
In this particular beer, yes. The fascinating part about this beer is that we brewed it with a ton of local ingredients. Both absolute pile, huge pile of hops that from Four Star Farms just outside of town here in Northfield. And, you know, a whole lot of rye that they grew as well. And the rye gives a really unique kind of background spiciness to the beer. But we also brew this in a way that we get that big aroma, that big flavor, a little bit of complexity from a huge percentage of rye, and that nice soft finish that you expect from a New England IPA.
All right, the new New England IPA here at the People's Pint, it's called a Valley Farmer. And you mentioned all the local ingredients, which is perfect because we want to mention a really important local group in our area called CESA.
Yeah, CESA, also known as Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture, has been working for 25 years. Actually, this year is their 25th anniversary, and we've brewed this beer in collaboration with them to celebrate their 25 years of, you know, hard work connecting farmers to restaurants and connecting local farms as well with the general public. So it's an exciting opportunity to use a lot of local ingredients and partner with an organization that's done so much to further some of the goals that we have here as a restaurant and a business, to put more and more locally grown produce on people's plates and in their homes.
So when people order the Valley Farmer right here at the People's Pint, what happens after they obviously enjoy consuming it?
We donate a percentage of the price of the beer directly to CESA. So 25 cents of every pint of Valley Farmer sold goes directly to CESA, and we're going to donate a percentage of the case price of the cans we'll be releasing in a couple weeks as well.
Ooh, cans available right here at the People's Pint or other places?
They'll be available all over the valley. We're just getting the label finished up and the printing and all the good stuff organized, so we'll have it out probably in the next two and a half weeks.
All right, Valley Farmer, it's the new New England IPA off tap, of course, right here at the People's Pint on Federal Street in Greenfield. This is Kevin from Bear in the Morning, and this is the Growler.